Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. We continue today with a discussion began in our last program entitled Man Needs Guidance, That Understatement. For certainly history, the present time, our own experiences, and revelation teaches us that man needs guidance. And certainly in the matters of spiritual living before God, man needs guidance. It's not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. There may be a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And we have pointed out several of the Old Testament that showed that they disregarded the guidance that God gave, and they went their own way to their destruction. And there was a period of history among the Israelites where men walked their own way. That was the period of the judges. This span of Israelite history has been called by some the Dark Ages of Israel. And that's because time after time, because of the waywardness of the people of the nation, God will allow their enemies to persecute and to destroy them as punishment. God will allow them to raise up a judge, a deliverer, who would then cast out the oppressor and restore their independence. But they demonstrated how that even God's people would not remain faithful to him for long periods of time, and they chose to do their own thing rather than to heed God's guidance. There are two verses in the book of Judges that stands out, Judges 17:6 and 21:5. They're almost identical. In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that, notice, that was right in his own eyes. Now, this simply means that everybody did as they pleased. They did not heed the guidance, even from God. And they prove the truthfulness of the passages in Jeremiah and in Proverbs that we've just quoted, that man is not to direct his own steps. You know, in the history of Israel, when the Assyrians overran northern Israel, they also threatened southern Judah and Jerusalem. Well, Hezekiah was the king of southern Judah, and he sought guidance from God through the prophet Isaiah. Now, he's an exception to those that we've been looking at previously. To his credit, he sought God's guidance, and to his credit, once that guidance was given, he followed that guidance. And as a result, his life was extended, and the nation was preserved for many more years. Indeed, he proved that he need guidance. Who could think that Moses could have been successful in leading Israel out of Egyptian bondage, relying upon himself alone and on his own wisdom and his own power? He was called to this task at the burning bush, but he followed the directions of God from that day forward until he brought Israel to the banks of the Jordan River. Oh yes, there were times when the obstacles seemed insurmountable, but God provided solutions and directions, and he gave Moses the guidance that Moses needed. Well, friend, he'll do as much for us on our journey through life toward heaven. And there are others that we could mention, I suppose. Nathan's advice to David after his sin with Bathsheba. God's direction for transporting the Ark of the Covenant. Joshua when he faced Jericho. In the words of Isaiah as he were explained by Philip to the Ethiopian. All of those prove that man needs guidance. They heard God's guidance, and they gave heed to God's guidance. But now this is a very important matter we need to consider when we consider how man needs guidance. Just because correct guidance is given, that does not mean we'll reach the desired destination. Now you've got to have correct guidance to reach that destination, to be sure. One may ask for directions, however, to a given locality, and those directions are correct. But if those directions are not followed, the goal is not going to be reached. And we can always be confident God's guidance is correct, and it is so important that we follow the guidance from the correct source. Do we follow God's guidance, or do we think we know better? Possibly we have the same problem that Paul mentioned in Romans chapter 12 about those who think more highly of themselves than they ought to think. The book of Proverbs warns, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. There must be some reason people ignore God's guidance in favor of their own way. But Jesus said as he began the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now the poor in spirit refers to those who are humble, those who are wise enough to recognize they need guidance, rather than consider themselves to be all-sufficient and not needing anything from anybody. In Isaiah chapter 35, we read about the wayfaring man. And he's that man that some might call a fool, but he's a man that realized he was unwise in the path that he had to travel, and he was willing to be guided in the way that he ought to go. There seems to be an element sometimes in our society about some who think they don't have any dependence upon God whatsoever. They're going to go their own way. They will ignore what God in His Word has revealed. But sadly, their mistake will become quite evident on that day of judgment. You know, poor Jeremiah, he was a prophet of God, but he had such a tremendous task. What a thankless job God assigned to him. He was sent to the people of Judah, and to warn the people of Judah of their impending fall if they did not repent. But now those to whom he preached, they would have none of his message. Thus saith the Lord, Jeremiah said, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Now the old paths to which he was talking about were the ways that God said you should follow. And what was their reaction to Jeremiah's pleading? They said, we will not walk therein. They were simply not of the disposition to heed God's guidance. That's what we talked about a moment ago. You can have the best direction, you can have the best guidance, and if you don't follow that guidance, it will not only be of no benefit, it will be detrimental to you in the way that you should go. Solomon wrote in the book of Proverbs, speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. Well, Jeremiah faced that very situation. For nearly 50 years, he faced that situation. But now, God wants to guide me and wants to guide you. If you wish to see how relevant the Word of God is to our life today, and to see how it bears upon the welfare of man, would you spend some time with your Bible and read the 119th Psalm? There are 176 verses in that psalm. It's the longest chapter of the Bible. But friend, in that psalm, we find God repeatedly referred to His Word and how His Word affects, vitally affects, and benefits the man that will pay attention to it. God has supplied every spiritual need of man by His Word and His providential care. And Jesus told His apostles that the Holy Spirit would guide them into all the truth. These promises are found in John chapter 14, 15, and 16. And their teaching is recorded in the inspired, infallible, inerrant, authoritative, and all-sufficient Word of God that we fondly refer to as the Bible. Now, in the Bible, we find that which will prevent sin. We find that will forgive sin. We find that which will overcome the effects of sin if we will only listen to the guidance of Almighty God. You know, in the Bible, and people are generally familiar with this, the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." One little girl one time was asked to quote that psalm, and she got it a little mixed up right at first, and she said, "The Lord is my shepherd, that's all I want." Well, that's not a bad commentary on the way that we ought to be. But for him, we can know human relationships that we need to have, how to have the right kind of home, how to be the Lord's church. We can know how to conduct ourselves in the marketplace and with our friends and even with our foes. We can know our relationship to civil government. You see, God has given us a pattern for His church and for the work of the church and the worship of the church. He has told us about daily living and our spiritual growth. Where else can we learn the specific morality standards that we're to follow in life that God approves except from His Word? Where will we learn the priorities of life and what really matters? Because so much in which men are involved, it really doesn't matter that much. The specifics and the principles of right and wrong are learned from God's guidance. We learn how to face the problems of life. We learn how to make decisions that necessarily have to be made. And last but not least, we learn the direction for reaching heaven. The areas of guidance from God, they're limitless and they are perfect. Now, there are those who not only want what God has provided, but they want maybe something more, something different, something in addition. That's what the rich man requested for his brothers still back on earth in Luke chapter 16. But Moses told them, "They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them." There are some today who seek a direct operation of the Holy Spirit, and God has never promised that to them. Oh, they want miracles. They have ceased, these miracles have, because the people and the purpose of miracles are accomplished. But some want someone to come from the dead and tell them mysteries. One has already come from the dead, friend, and they refuse to listen to him. There's a great and wonderful song that we sometimes sing. "Guide me, O thy great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand." Friend, is it not true then, as we have suggested in these last two lessons, that man needs guidance? It's not left up to him to decide the way to go to heaven. God has decided that way, but God has persuaded man to humble himself and to surrender his own way to the will of deity and simply follow the directions and the guidance of God, and all will be well with the soul. There's another song that we sometimes sing that pleads for divine guidance. "Jesus, Savior, pilot me over life's tempestuous sea." I can guarantee you, friend, that the Bible teaches us that if we will give heed to the guidance of God, therein will be supplied one of the greatest needs that we have in our existence, and heaven will be our home. This is A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.